Yes, and hello once again. I'm Max Rad, and welcome to the Max Rad News Hour. Okay, so I got a kind of a special show for you tonight. I have my great buddy here, Guyan Day, who's a Senegalese guy. And we always chat about about politics. We discuss, I don't really like to talk about political candidates and stuff, but And I'm a New Yorker, I'm a rat from New York, from the gutter, he's Senegalese, I was raised by Jewish people, he's raised by Muslim people, but we agree on all kinds of things, and it's fascinating, and because he's a cool, honest truth seeker, just like myself. So, without further ado, I'm going to introduce him tonight, and then he's going to take away the show, and he's going to speak in his native language, Wolof. This is his show tonight. He's Guyan Day. He's the Senegalese Tiger, and he has a message for his people. I'm gonna try to assist him with using the vehicle of my show. I'll try to, but I'm not. This is his show, and I'm happy to him. He's here today, and Guyan Day, hey, take Max. It away, my friend.
Hey Max, how you doing?
And I'm happy to it's be on, here. It's today. Your show now.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna shut up. Which yeah. I didn't do the last time.
Yeah. How you doing, Mike? Today, Mike, I'm come here because I want to figure out.
You have a message for your people and
my people, but I want to ask you because maybe I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
I would. That's you know, perfect.
Yeah.
I don't speak Wolof, folks, so I won't. Always understand where he's going, but I actually am around him enough where I can might even have an idea of what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So, how about this? I did a vaccine show. I know that you wanted to discuss that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Should I start with that, or you want to talk? Why don't you talk a little bit first and talk to your people?
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about, Max.
Talking Wolof first to your people, or not?
No. Man la gaynde dama ñewon pour waxtaan ak sama bokk sénégalais yi xamna né bon man dafa am ñuma jaaxal yo xamni dal sérieusement dama sé bëggon dal ñu ñëpp
ñu wala closer
ñu bokk yéw aussi quoi parce que xam nga tubaab yi man gëm na né dañuy ci nax lañ ci leen dëkk quoi et puis ba mu juddo ba légui man gis na né ci nax lañ nekk quoi mais légui nak dafa am lo xamni dama ko gis mu jëm ci vaccination yi te gis na Sénégal fepp ñi ngi rank xalé yi di leen vacciner ta vaccination yi bon ban ko wara xolaat de ba lañ sey vacciner suñu doon yi parce que bo xolé dekk yi ci am ay problème dafa bari quoi xolal Niger te Bill Gates ma ngi waxtaan ak sam ben way bo xamni bi sama way la jël sewrante ma mom fan ye passé ba suñu dund tang parce que néna ko Bill Gates dafa lul bëgg wañi nit ñu ñool ñi parce que néna aduna bi nit ñi dafa bari te liñ war def moy wañi nit ñi quoi te légui mënu ñoo dugg Afrique ak seen fital di leen jam fital di leen ray ak yoy mais liñ war na def moy nax leen ci xalaat bu rafet quoi da leen dimbali ci vaccination yi.
Can I say one thing? It's not only Bill Gates is an example because we trust him. Mm-hmm. For some reason. Mm-hmm. But he's not the only guy who's trying to do this. Keep going.
Wow, legui man vaccination la bëggon ñu xalaat ci parce que man Sénégal fima dëkke kër gu nekk dug na wax la affaire vaccination ba xamna né ñoom ñu mom kën dafa vacciner seen doom ta xalé fay vacciner yépp ku ci am 2 ans rek di nga gis li taxon ma doon wax loolu quoi dama bëgg rek ñun ñëpp ñi bokk yéw quoi parce que ñun ñëpp ño bokk bëgg Sénégal bëgg Afrique to sunu développement biñ bëgg yaakar gën wonan ko mëna am taw duñ ci xalaat tubaab yi quoi nak tubaab bëggu ñu développer comme bëggu ñu ko nak bu ñu xalaat ñam duñ ñu dimbali ci ay vaccination ay ndimbal amul ci ñun de ñun ñu wara dimbali suñu bop te bañ yaakar tubaab yi ci ay ndimbal vaccination yi man suma sayn kep ku nekk Sénégal wala Afrique di nga wax say mbokk vaccination buñ ko def sa doom parce que gis na ci xalé ñu ci vacciner yo xamni 3 ans lañ am actuellement dañu paralyser mootu ñoo dox mundu ci won def len legui de seenu dund lepp ñok seeni parents hôpital ni lañuy nek legui yeen Bill Gates waji mo don wérante dañ don wérante parce que néna Bill Gates mo gën ci nit ñi parce que mi ngi ni di jël dimbalé Afrique di dimbalé mais dimbalé wul Afrique parce que Bill Gates 10 billion dollars la dépassé pour vaccination yi ta vaccination yi demuñu defuñu ko pour wañi nit ñu ñol ni quoi ak brown people yi loolu nak ñun ñoo ci wara yesu mbop quoi mais fiñ ton ni
na lañ quoi
mag am loolu ñun ñoo ci wara yesu mbop quoi parce que am lu mi démé man sérieusement amna luma nakari quoi te mënu mako fajj parce que sun gouvernement bi ku melni Ablaye Wade xam nga Ablaye Wade buñ né dafa bëgg Sénégal dañuy wax sun bop xam nga parce que mom vaccination yi xinna xamul de xamul lu vaccination yi min deug mais nak yeen ñi nga xamne de ngeen la ko english bi degul len tuti ma waxtaan ak sama waji Max mom dana ko laaj ay laaj yo xamanteni mom dana ma ci gëna léral lu bari te lan ma ci lér lepp na mi ngi fi computer bi quoi xam nga kum jaral rek war nga mëna xam lu bari parce que lepp rek dañ ñuy nax gaay please dimbal len rek ñu yew Max.
Yes,
I'm going to ask you about Bill Gates. You think Bill Gates helping African people? Because
you know, I'm absolutely 1,000,000% sure that he's not trying to help African people at all. Okay, African, and we're talking about Senegalese, but we're also talking about Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Africa is a giant continent.
Mm-hmm.
If you show the United States inside of Africa, it's like just like the top. It's small. Mm-hmm. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And that means that Africa has enormous amounts of resources,
mm-hmm.
which are like whether it's metal, like they mine gold or diamonds or oil or mm-hmm. or food for farming.
Mm-hmm.
It's an enormous amount of resources, and so I believe that these people, Bill Gates, is part of a program to try to steal everything they can from you,
mm-hmm.
okay? But if you have too many people who are saying, oh no, I don't want to do that. I mean, you're too strong, mm-hmm. then it makes it harder, mm-hmm. okay? So what they need to do is try to get rid of you. And I believe that Bill Gates. I believe that if we show you a couple of clips from my show on vaccinations, mm-hmm. you will see clearly
mm-hmm.
that I don't believe anybody can dispute that. Okay, but it's not only. But if it's not Bill Gates, it'll be the next guy.
I know because
so it's not just like
United Nations. You know.
No, right. You see, yes, and I believe that believe it or not, as rich as he is and as powerful as he is, he actually has an. I mean, it's too long to go into. But he actually is working with those people, and he has actually worked for them, not with them, okay? And there are people who control things behind the scenes that are much more powerful than Bill Gates. But Bill Gates' father mm-hmm. is also, he's the head of Planned Parenthood in America, which is, so he's trying to kill as many black people he can in America, too.
mm-hmm.
That's his father,
mm-hmm.
okay? But him and his wife are donating $10 billion.
For vaccination.
Right, okay. Now, if they were so good, then that he'd be the greatest guy ever. But I will prove to you that they're not. No, I'll prove to you that I'm sure 100,000,000% that they're absolutely to kill you.
I know.
So that means he's the biggest murderer ever.
Because I said, young.
If they were good, he'd be the greatest guy ever. If they're not good, he's the biggest murderer ever. And I will tell you right now that he's the biggest murderer ever. You want to play a clip?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter what I think. You'll see it for yourself.
Well, good morning. This is a day I've been looking forward to for a long time. A lot of us here have been talking over the months ahead, trying to make sure that we get everyone to show up and do absolutely the best they can for vaccination. Mm. I was a little worried when we were driving.
And tell people, Gainde, to listen to what he says, okay? And if you have to explain it, we'll explain it, and you'll explain it to them. But what I'm saying is he uses words like growth
mm-hmm.
and good
mm-hmm.
and happy,
mm-hmm.
and but he mixes them in with like murdering you.
Of it to, like,
right, so just if you just hear good, don't stop listening. If you hear him say, it's good for you, don't stop listening, because that doesn't mean it's good for you.
I know.
That means turn off your brain while I tell you how it's going to kill you.
Okay. Right.
Let me play it again. I don't want to be right. I'm going to start.
Good morning.
You talk.
This is a day I've been looking forward to.
I've been looking forward to this.
Time. A lot of us here have been talking over the months ahead, trying to make sure that we get everyone to show up and do absolutely the best they can for vaccination.
Vaccination.
I was a little worried when we were driving in this morning to see
waron sé té ñun parce que vaccination yoy ñun waru ñu ko laal parce que ñun ay africain lañ ñun yalla def nañu ak wër lañ juddualé xam nga li ray nit ku wex ni ray nit ku ñuul quoi kon nit ku wex bu joggé feulay spend 10 billion dollars pour vacciner ñu pour deful ñu ay vaccination yoy lool war nañ ko xalaatat ba xam lool lu baax suñu la wala deet mais nit ku joggé feulay rek ëñu ñu ay vaccination dañuy vacciner te ñun xamuñ vaccination lan lañuy jorol ñun ëlëk da bo xolé Sénégal ñepp ngay vacciné wu te ñun modi nek fi ñun wara mëna yé ñu nek fe nga xamni ñom xamuñu lu bari quoi man ana suñu jankat yi nek ci dëkk bi la xamul bal ndal lañu
good morning this is a day good morning this is a day I've been looking forward to for a long time a lot of us here have been talking over the months ahead trying to make sure that we get everyone to show
get
up
everyone.
And do absolutely the best they can.
We're just getting started, my friend.
I was a little worried when we were driving in this morning to see a lot of protesters out there on the street.
Okay, so he's worried for protesters in the street. Keep listening.
Street. And I thought, geez, what could they say about vaccines? Well,
what?
In fact, what they were saying is they love vaccines. They were encouraging us all here.
Vaccination, you ready? Lunsi content.
They love it?
No. They're fucking.
Why would you be protesting to say I love it in the street?
If you love it, you're not protesting.
Why would you be waiting for him to get there? That doesn't make sense, but keep going. Okay, keep going, folks.
All here to make this support. And so organizations that have gathered that positive energy and support for this, like One and Save the Children, it's fantastic to see.
Okay, when you hear something, then when they say like these names of these organizations, like Save the Children and One, remember when they come to knock on your door. Oh, I'm from One. I'm from Save the Children. Remember what you heard in the show.
I know.
Tell them in Wolof. When you hear Save the Children and One, what are you going to do? Right. Run. Run away.
Red Cross, United Nations.
Thank you, UNICEF.
UNICEF,
World Health Organization.
Fallen gis dawlen. Même Sénégalais ni jël sax ni jël dugg ci kër di vacciner xalé sax bu ngeen len gisé dawlen. Parce que man sama jarbat amna problème ak sama jarbat ak sama mag bu gor. Dom bu jigen gaay da nañu pour vacciner ko mënal vacciner domam. Ñi dem sama mag bu gor parce que politicien la bu ci Ablaye Wade ñi dem créel ko ne ko yow ni nga mel ci gouvernement bi sa jarbat nangul vacciner kon légui yeneen ñi xam nga vaccination yi baxul tay baxul becc ko mëna bañ vacciner sa caisse bu ko vacciner say dom.
Let's prove it to him.
The Nigerian government, UNICEF, the World Health Organization and their partners are responding to this influx of cases with a third round of polio immunization that will target over 4.
Okay, third round.
Target.
First of all, target is English. Tell him.
Target at English moy jam ay nit should manam yak yor say fital di bom nit ñi ak affaire lool moy target.
With the round circles.
Wow, lool moy target. Légui nak dañu changer tour bi xam nga pour parce que nit ragal nañ target parce que dafa tour bu raglo la quoi. Légui dañu changer tour pour tudé ko benen tour. What's the name? They changed the name to target. Now they don't say target.
Now it's a recipient.
Recipient.
Yeah. That's French. That sounds French.
Yeah.
Recipient. Recipient.
0.2 million children in the country.
Wait, you hear what he just said? I think he said 80, how many million? Watch.
Polio immunization. That will target over 4.2 million children in the
children.
Country.
In one, and that was only in Nigeria. 4.2 million children they're going to target.
53 million.
No, that was 85 million, but we'll show you that after. Right now, they were saying that this group wanted to target 4.6 million children. Children.
And Africa.
Nigeria.
Only Nigeria.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, right next. This is UNICEF now. This is from the UNICEF website called UNICEF.com or something.
Each time vaccinators come to the village, we do our best to encourage people to come out of their homes and have their children immunized.
Come out of your home.
Dañuy ñëw sa kër di la fexé pour nga vacciner say wa kër. Vaccination moy wañu ni ñu ñul ni rek parce que ko vacciner sa dom bo rona am fukki dom ben dom lay am. Budé goor la, budé jigen la du am sax dom. Budé xala bu ndaw la vacciner am lu mi démé té mom dootu mëna doxati. Wala yaram bi paralysé xam nga mais gaay yeneen yow way parce que vaccination yi amuluñ ndariñ nan ko baña def suñu dom parce que ñom ñofi nek euleuk ñun sénégalais nak duñu bëgg wérante parce que man limay wax man gaynde han du man mako wax dé damay wax ni rek mais lepp ngi ni ci computer bi xamay lepp ñi ngi fi ñi gis ñi xol diko lire diko wax comprendre ki sama gayn la day def ay radio show xam nga yu bari dañ ci waxtaan du question ko nak dama ko gëm 100% mais nak man lima tek sama beut ak limay deg mom rek lay expliquer ni vaccination yi dal nan ko arrêter num meuna gag num gëna gaawé nak comme ñun foore jëlé Ablaye Wade ñu lañ foore jëlé vaccination yi ko am sax dimbal tayé ko ñun ñu war jëma dimbal sun bop.
And you know, Gaynde, if you, we, listen, we're just telling them, like, we're telling them what we believe, we're telling them, like, what we want them to know is that don't do it, but if they need proof, we can do that too, okay, yeah, I promise you. Right now, we're just trying to show you who not to trust, okay, but if you need proof, because what some people might come back to you and say, well, they told me at the hospital that that was good. And you see what I'm trying to say? They're going to tell you that. They're going to say, like, and who do I believe now? Do I believe Gaynde or do I believe the hospital?
No, I can believe the hospital.
Well, tell them. Tell people in Wolof.
Fini nek ni, si Senegalese.
You understand what I'm saying, though?
Senegalese, I'm to nibi. Si hôpital, il n'y a que sen wir. Bas il n'y a rien, mon nam, yalla dogol li gun. Man, gis na, amnaf, karibu.
And on TV, they're going to tell them, too.
Yeah. Gis na, amnaf, samu karibu.
That is good. That's good.
Feel it. Ñu doon ligéyendo fi xeyna suba tel manako yow makoy dray rek yow do dem hôpital do xol sa bop bam demé hôpital deuxième fois mu delu wat dañ nako da ngay ñibi sam rew parce que bamu jox nañ ko vaccination bu koy reuy xam nga bam ñibé sen dekk Touba def fo 2 semaines mu gañu
First we've got population.
Here we go. Here's your point.
The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion.
Okay, right away. How does he know that? It's headed up to 9 billion because you don't like to scare white people. Like, there's going to be too many black people around you. They're going to take over the world. Yeah. And we need to get rid of them.
That's what.
Now, if we do a really great job.
So white people, actually, even if they're nice people, they'll be like, oh, that sounds good. Right? Because you know what I'm saying? Right? When you're sitting in your house watching TV, you're going to be like, oh, that sounds good. Like,
so
they make it sound like it's good.
They're sleeping too.
Of, no, that's what I'm trying to say.
They fuck African people, but they fuck them too.
Absolutely. No.
How many kids died?
I know, Gaynde, you know yourself that I have friends who are beautiful, nice. The guy that you drove home from to Brooklyn that day, he has a 9-year-old kid. He can't speak.
You see?
And you see how fucked up he is in his head? You know what I'm saying? You see how, like, upset he is? Like, he has problems. You can't even tell why.
That means everybody need together to fight
no,
this.
No, absolutely.
Because these criminal people, they have too much power.
Absolutely, 100%.
They got money, they do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, keep the microphone there.
Job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
If we do a good job.
But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
That's not enough.
Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, tell him what he said. Reproductive health care. I told you what that means.
Yes.
That means having babies.
Yeah, walk down one.
We do a good job.
Max.
Okay.
Mind you, walk some nini. Pascal, li wax na ko legi.
He's telling you he wants to kill you.
Pascal.
To reduce your population.
Te mënu la ray fital benen pexal lay te ñi xam nga amna ni pexé amna ni moy xam nga 10 billion dollars ko yëkëti diko donné ci diko joxé ci pour né da ngay dimbalé ay fan la xam nga liñu wara def moy yew.
Can I tell you one more thing? There's going to be something 10 years from now that you don't know about. That's not your little daughter who you got vaccinated when she was 2-3 years old won't be have a baby when cuz you don't know that yet, right? You don't know if she's going to have a baby when she's 3.
I know.
But they vaccinate her and they make her sterilized.
Just like here, 11 years old girl.
That's what
they're
doing.
Them, they kill a lot of 11 years old girls.
And they're killing men. They're trying not to get them to have babies too.
I know.
And that's why, well, yes, it's everybody.
Senegalese, mangi len ngir yalla dama len ñaan ko rek. Pan du Senegalese rek la ci wax la le. Mbolam sama xarit bu nekk fi bu dëkk Afrique. Dama lay wax yow. Bo déggé ñi vacciné yool, da nga wax say mbokk bu ñu yobbu sa doom vacciné ko. Parce que buñ ko vacciné bo leggé lay toy ci war lay joggi xala bu judduna yalla faté wala def ci mom lenn bayo nga ko war ko complete lim si war def diko def ay vaccine ak yoy
xale bu juddo yalla complete you're not going to know until for 10 years if your daughter can have a baby.
No, maybe for 14
years. They can kill the baby. They could kill the daughter's ovary eggs when she's 3,
mm-hmm.
and then you won't know until she's 18.
Yeah, that's too late.
And no, and then she's going to not be able to have a baby when she's 18, and you're going to be like, oh, what? And they're going to tell you it's some bullshit or something else.
I know.
Because you're not, because you can't test if a girl can have a baby when she's 3, but you could kill it.
Tell me. Manda, let me talk. Sama mbokk yi ah xamna ni munu ma jaxase ñaari wax yi parce que daf may xawa jaxase quoi bëgg wax ak ki bëgg mais limu leen bëgg wax moy sama africain bu ma xam muy sénégalais muy gambien muy malien ku mëna doon dana ma lay wax moy bu vacciner sey wa kër te képp ko xam afrique bo wax ak mom par nang ko wax bu vacciner suñu gaay dimbali dañu dimbali afrique ci vaccination bu neek buñ laal sa doom parce que ñom dañ leen jaral lu neek nak seen bakkan parce que duñu ënd vaccination par duñ ko vacciner xalé yi il faut ñu daf ko. Wow, legui nak na ngeen xex ba buñ kenn vacciner seeni dom.
Okay.
And na ko waxtan kuma xam.
Here's a proof. Here's the one we just watched. Watch.
Here's this is from their website. They're comprised of government agencies in both countries, so it's bilateral, developing governments and developed governments. NGOs, World Health Organization, UNICEF, World Bank, private organizations like Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and industry, the vaccine manufacturers. Now, this list looks familiar. I've seen this somewhere before. Here's the NSSM statement. Here's who they said they were going to use 30 years ago to reduce population. World Bank, World Health, UNICEF, UN Population Fund.
So NSM was a group 30 years ago for mm-hmm. just reduced population. They told mm-hmm. you that.
Now they changed the name.
To Gavi.
Gavi.
And what do they do? It's
same
for your health.
Same thing.
No, but they tell you. He said he's going to tell you. They're saying it's totally different. They're saying it's for your health to help you.
No.
But the same exact people.
No, I know.
Keep going. I'll keep playing. Watch.
Population fund. Donor countries, private groups, etc. It's the same thing. Maybe a wild coincidence. Mm-hmm. But the trouble is, these two organizations are doing something that's completely opposite. NSM 200 wants to reduce the population somehow. Gavi wants to increase the population, or so it would seem, through, I mean, doesn't good health promote growth? I mean, you would think. I mean, if you can't feed yourself, why would you want 10 kids? You know, makes sense, but, well, let's look at Gavi a little closer. They have supporting nations, and there's the list, USA, Canada, and the Anglo-European countries. It's an Anglo organization, and the recipient.
Anglo means white in general, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the USA, it was Europe, all the countries in Europe,
right. mm-hmm.
they were paying
mm-hmm.
with Gates for mm-hmm. the vaccinations.
Oh.
Who's the target or mm-hmm. recipient?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the recipient nations are, I would say, non-Anglo.
Non-Anglo.
For the most part.
Which, in a funny way, that's funny to me because he said he's being sarcastic. He's saying, I would say non-Anglo, meaning they're not white. They're brown. Okay, and it's not even just about racism, but they're trying to get rid of your ass because Africa is a rich continent with lots of good stuff.
I know,
lots. You know what I'm trying to say? It's huge. In fact, we haven't even needed it yet because of so much other good stuff. But now that they're robbing everybody, now they're gonna like, okay, let's just kill everybody in Africa and steal all this shit.
I know. You know, Max, what I'm thinking, right? I think they feel bad to go Africa bombing like what they do
in
Afghanistan.
Right, because they got them under control.
That's why now they wanna do smart thing to
right.
kill African people for the vaccination.
You're absolutely 100% right.
The African people are still sleeping. Now, I'm
you're absolutely
sure
right,
Akande. Right,
you're absolutely right.
I'm supposed to go to work. I lose my time, come here to try to, I'm not trying to wake up people, but I want Senegalese people pay mine. For a lot of helping, you know what I'm saying?
I think you're doing great.
Because
job.
When I'm little boy, to right now, I've been listening all the time, help will go in Africa, help. We tie for that. We need to
help
go
yourself.
By yourself. We
absolutely.
Don't need no fucking help.
Like Bill Cooper
nobody.
Talks.
Because
like
I don't,
Bill Cooper
I'm
said.
I'm not saying white people is bad, but some white people, they're bad. Because
absolutely.
They don't like black people. They don't like brown people.
But
you know?
Some of those white people still are killing other white people. They're killing other white people too. No, listen. it's let's just not. It's definitely bad white people, absolutely, who are trying to kill black people. But I'll tell you what, dude, you got black people who are on Oprah. She's down.
She's down with it.
She's totally down with it. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm not saying, I'm just saying it's not really about that. It's about the whole idea that they are doing it, you know? And they get a lot of white people to go along with it because they think it's good. He says good 100 times. Let's just keep going. Watch. He keeps saying it's good for you. It's good news.
For the most part. And the money we're talking, Uganda, $92 million, Nigeria, $81 million. So there's some big money. And in fact, Nigeria, I will say, was
a long time
one on the list for Nigeria's NSSM. Number one. They were really concerned about growth in Nigeria leading Africa. So it doesn't surprise me that Gabby is vaccinating the heck out of Nigeria.
He says, it doesn't surprise me that Gabby vaccinates the heck out of Nigeria, or the shit out of Nigeria. Because they want Nigeria's getting it's too big and too powerful, and people are powerful. Mm. Period. Mm-hmm. Keep going. Let's keep going.
With better coverage that leaves no child unvaccinated,
none.
These campaigns can succeed in making the region polio-free. This is Shantha Blumen reporting for UNICEF Television. Unite for Children.
Okay, if anybody's kid, God forbid, is paralyzed from polio, it's from the vaccine.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as nothing paralyzes you except for the vaccine.
But, Craig, I don't understand why they're vaccinated. Because everything fine. You don't have any problem.
No, God give you everything you need. No,
God give you everything you need.
It's because it's for this. It's simple as that.
And the good news is that as you make those breakthroughs, the population growth in the country goes down. These are all about saving lives.
You see Bill Gates, how they talk?
Talking in wolf. He said the good news. Like the population growth. You see, he uses growth because people hear growth and they think it's good.
Growth is not good.
No, growth is good, but population growth goes down.
I don't know.
He could just say the population goes down, but that doesn't sound good, right? If he says the good news is the population goes down, that doesn't sound good. Mm-hmm. So he says the population growth goes down. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, all you hear is growth. You're like, oh, growth is good. No, but that's not what he said. He said the growth goes down, meaning you're not growing, you're going shorter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let Bill Gates go a little bit.
Okay. Here, let's play it again. The good news.
And the good news is that as you make those breakthroughs, the population growth in the country goes down. These are all about saving lives. The population growth in the country goes down. The good news is the population growth in the country goes down.
For this campaign, community mobilizers have teamed up to air radio programs to encourage populations on both sides of the border to immunize their children.
Immunize this vaccine. Okay. Encourage them. Immunize, I told you, Gabby, immunize vaccine and immunization. Immunize is the same thing as vaccine. Next. His case.
The number of children who die per year in half and get the reduction in sickness and population growth that comes with that. That is sort of front of mind all
the
time.
He wants another reduction in population growth. It's just a reduction in population. Growth doesn't matter in that sentence because growth is opposite of reduction.
Mm-hmm. Get the reduction in sickness and population growth that comes with that.
Okay, next.
The aim is to reach every child under the age of 5. The consequences of failure are serious.
The aim is, by UNICEF, is to reach every child in Africa under the age of 5. Every child.
3 to 5, right?
No, under 5.
Under 5.
Every child, she said. That's their goal. Let me keep going.
Serious. Without a critical mass of children being immunized, the virus will not be stopped. The plan is ambitious. More than 400,000 volunteers and health workers aim to immunize 85 million children.
They got 400,000 people to vaccinate to get 85 million children. Not people. Children. It's a lot of children. That's everybody.
Only children, not people. 85 million children Africa. Mais lol buñ len vacciner sen aduna yaq ñun bo legge sun Afrique.
That's a good news.
Sun Afrique fan la jëm ñun. Xalé yi wara taxaw ëlëk Afrique buñ len vacciner. Vaccination yu bon yi ñom bo legge ñi paralyse ñi amuñu bop bu baax bu mëna yërum réew. Mais kon boba Afrique fan la jëm? Kon ñom tubaab leen bëgg na ko am. Bu len faté ñun sa bu ñëk ba abo jaxal ba légui ay sëtam ak sataatam ñu ngi fi gaayen xam nga affaire bobu dañ koy bayyi xel ñun africain dañu dof xomu luñu dal gaayen dañu wara yew ku jog jol sax ndimbal rek jëme ko afrique te xamul ne bu gog liñ bol lu mu doon gaayen te africain dañu bëgg wérante da ngay ñëw fi koy wax gaayen mu ëpp la xam xam te lu xam fi ngay waxe quoi.
It's always children too, isn't that fucked up? Children.
Fucked up children, I know.
No, I mean, they want children. They want all your children. 4.6 million in Nigeria, 85 million in
Africa.
Because
Max, the children is going to be president next couple of years.
Hello, and they said, that's very careful with your daughter, too, because they're going to try to make her not have a baby.
If they fucked up this boy, mine, how are you going to be president, who doctor or anything?
You got it, Gayende. You got it. That you
that's
got it.
Up.
You
nobody
got it.
Nobody's gonna touch my
that's
children.
What I'm. That's why we're doing the show. And yes,
my children. Hell no. Any, not my children, but everybody
or anybody's
close
children.
To me,
God's children. Yeah.
Me. Well, you're not gonna vaccinate your kids.
I've been trying to tell people that too. They don't listen. Do they listen, Guy and Day?
I know they don't listen.
It's I don't know
they
why
believe, they believe whatever they saw on the TV.
Right.
Fuck TV.
Tell me like Willis.
Television. You need gum la bugin ni banyu ko. Parce que yo bo amu sa tele, ya amu sa television. Bo amé sa télévision li nga bëgg won li nga ko nga ci won nit ñi mais du fekké ni yow luñ la won ci télé rek nga gëm loolu mais yow am xar sa xala tane gaayen nit dafa war di xalat
business children 85 million
which will take place from the 6th to the 9th of March will be followed by a second round.
Okay, that's first round means the first they're going to do it more than once. They're going to try to do 85 million children three times.
Three times.
Well, he says the first. She says the first round is between March and April or something, and then they're going to do it again. That's what she just said.
On the 24th to the 27th of April. The campaign is being spearheaded by the Global Polio Eradication Initiative.
Okay, spearheaded is another word that's like to kill people. Spearheaded means ahead of a stick with a point. Mm-hmm. Spearhead. Mm-hmm. So they're spearheading to get your kids, 85 million kids. It's all target, spearhead. You know what I'm saying? It's all like murder words.
Senegalese, nan len yow gaay.
Spearhead is not a good, nice word. You don't spearhead your kids.
Ñun ñoo wara yé yeen dëkk yi quoi. Dëkk Afrique yi wër Afrique yépp ñun ñoo leen wara wër. Ñoo leen wara yé parce que ñoo leen gëna yéw ci yu bari. Xam nga? Li may def nak man defumako pour len. Damaay bañ dama bëgg rek bu liggé suñu Sénégal. Tagu si yoon bu baax quoi, xam nga? Mais bayyi suñu doom ñi koy vacciner bo liggé. Bo ligé ñu yor ay dofi kass sunu rew kan moy top do dekk bi kan moy top do rew mi.
Let me play.
A network of partners including national governments, WHO,
Rotary
International,
same people,
the US Center for Disease Control and Prevention, UNICEF and the International Federation of the Red Cross.
She just said UNICEF, WHO, it's the same people. That was the same people the guy just said.
Yeah.
She said three of them and they're all the same, trust me. Because the other one names were stuff that he put into a different category of like national government organizations. He said three of them. He said WHO, which was on the reduction schedule for NSM, and NSSM. She said UNICEF, Red Cross. You know UNICEF, Red Cross, and WHO. That's the same people.
That's the same people.
And whatever else she said was the same people. I promise. What do you think? It's an accident. He's Bill Gates again.
$10 billion over the next 10 years.
Okay, this was on CNN, and I don't know if you remember the guy named Sanjay Gupta. He's on CNN. You people know him.
Max, I don't watch TV no more.
Okay, right, but people watch him, and he's gonna tell. He's telling Gates is on his show, and he's gonna tell him, I'm donating $10 billion. So if anybody needs to know where you got that number from, it's right here.
$10 billion over the next 10 years to make it the year of the vaccines. What does that mean exactly?
Well, over this decade, we believe unbelievable progress can be made, both inventing new vaccines and making sure they get out to all the children who need them. We could cut the number of children who die every year from about 9 million to half of that if we have success on it. And the benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing the population growth, it really allows the society a chance. To take.
You see how he sneaks that in there every time?
Yeah, I know.
On every, folks, okay, I don't know if you know, you guys, if you're speaking well, if just listen, ask somebody what I'm saying in English. He says it in every single show. He's a maniac, okay? He just said production and population growth.
once you've made that intervention. And the benefits there in terms of reducing sickness, reducing the population growth,
And he says benefits. That's, again, that's good. He's benefiting. The benefit is population growth reduction. In other words, what's good about for you, meaning for whoever's listening to CNN, that means that we're going to get rid of some of these black people.
I know.
That's good.
Population growth.
Reduce the population growth. He says it over and over and over.
After the scandal of a WHO-administered tetanus vaccine in the 1990s that was found to cause spontaneous abortions in the women who received them.
Okay, WHO, which is what we mentioned, in every clip so far, that's a World Health Organization, WHO. Mm-hmm. He said there was a scandal where they caused instant abortions.
Wow.
Meaning that, like, that's, if you don't think that they're trying to get it so you can't have a baby, you're kidding yourself.
I know.
Okay? And the thing is, again, if you vaccinate a child, you don't know if you fucked up their baby parts at 3 years old, because they're not going to have a baby for another 15 years.
I know.
But it could be fucked up already. The kid, you don't know.
You don't know what damage they're going to give the babies.
Right, but you know what we're going to know? In 10, 15 years, everybody's going to, you know what's going to be? There's going to be an epidemic of kids, people can't have babies. In this country, for sure, mm-hmm. And in Africa, too.
I know.
Let me tell you, say that again. Every kid they get won't be able to have a baby in 15 years.
In 15 years.
That's why they're doing it with kids. And they're doing it here, too. But we don't know that now. You want to wait 15 years and talk to me? You want to bet?
I'm not going to bet because I know that's
the truth. You know it's going to happen.
I know it's going to be happening.
That's why we don't know yet. That's why people are saying, well, nothing's wrong with my baby yet. I'm like, yeah, but you got to wait 15 years.
I already know that. That's why I'm
You want to bet that there's going to be an epidemic, meaning a giant portion of women in Africa who can't have a baby?
I know. I believe that, Max.
No, that's scary, but it's so true. And I wish I tell people, please.
Some guy, sama xarala yag na to amna ak mom 12 ans amna ak mom 12 ans musuma fen musuma wax lolou deug aussi xam nga du question ko nak comme limu wax dama ko gem lo mais nak dana am wax yo xamni dana ci d'accord ak mom amna wax yo xamni duma parce que mom damay jël ci mom ay xalat mom day jël ci man ay xalat comprendre nga mais dafa am yo xamni mom dan ci tok de ci waxtan te man dama gis luma jaaxal nak te yeen sénégalais yi kep ku ci man gem kuma ci man ye.
They're going to say, Kainte, my daughter's fine. She's beautiful. Look at her. Right? That's what they're going to tell you after they vaccinate her.
Yeah, but they don't.
But they're not going to know what's going to happen 15 years from now. But that's already. But I'll tell you what, though. She had a stomach problem, like, once. Mm-hmm. And that was when they killed the eggs in her ovaries.
Oh.
That's what they're doing.
You're right.
I have no doubt. And the men, too.
En tout cas, in Senegal, ñoy sen ñoy nit ku ñu ki nga xamne ñun ban sama gis ñun la yalla gëna bëgg parce que ñun bokku ñu benen sénégalais bokku ñu benen nit ku ñu kon man na yaakaar ñun sénégalais ñun ñoo wara yeen nit ñi quoi mais nak afa ñoo xamne ñun mom dañu bëgg wérante té wérante bobu lañu wara tek ci suuf di déggo ci waxtaan di xol lu ñuy défaré suñu réew mi mais ñun suñu waxtaan yépp fuñu toll ni suñu wérante yépp Ablay Wad la Ablay Wad mais télu ñoo xol sax ci suuf isu moy lan vaccination yi nga xamne mom bo ëllëgé ñoo ñu wara yëré mbë ëllë ñu vacciné leen bo bo ëllëgé seen bop yi baaxul seen ñi ay lafañ lan xam nga ñi mënu ñu am doom mais loolu lañ wara jox xalaat ko Ablay Wad mom dañu fi jogé jam parce que mom moy leader gaay mom moy ligéel ñi parce que vaccination biñ koy ñëk ëndi fi ma ngi gis xam nga bi mu gisé sa internet bi sa ëllëk sa la gis Sénégal ñëpp diko rang IMF, Red Cross nga xamné
World Health Organization
Red Cross and United Nations ku yakkan ñom ñi ngi dembalé Afrique yow da ngay nelaw yu reer karam néna ma am taxi man bu ko jël diko tagal United Nations mom sama xarit bi quoi te man amna kuy liggé United Nations retire na fan yi passé xam nga ko xam tane bi man lu mo wax fofu warna ko mëna gëm parce que ku fa liggé 35 ans ba 40 ans lu bla wax nga ko gëm
quick clip for right here
about they don't give a fuck about you they don't give a fuck about you they don't care about you at all
sorry guy
falewun la bo yakkan ni dañ la falé da nga nax sa bop fray la dong leen bëgg waaw muy nit ku ñul ku mëna don nok bo yakkaré ne té nak li affaire bi ni fi la sax la gëna metté ndax fi bo xolé yow tay ji balaagi fi dëkk tay hãn don yakar sax wol fer nangou nan ko ci ñom liñ ci africain am gëss neew sax fekkul len ñom xam nga
xam nga limay xamal mo people are revolting
you said it they stink on ice
They don't give a shit about you, and they're crying. And you know, it's not just. I'm listen. We're doing a show about Africa, but like, believe me, folks, it's America's the worst for that stuff. And we, I know, sweet, beautiful friends of mine whose kids have been damaged, but we don't even know what's going to happen to the little girls 15 years from now.
I know.
And a lot of people look at me like, "Look, my daughter's fine." I promise you, we don't. I'm like, yeah, but I mean, I can't tell people, oh, they're gonna. They made her sterile, you know, and already. But you know what though? You're gonna see 15 years from now. Everybody's gonna have a problem with having a baby. Everybody.
You see, Max.
They fucked it up already. I promise you.
I used to fight with my wife here, you know, but anytime, she never listened to me. But now, she started listening to me.
Because you know what? Because people understand it, but nobody ever tells them that.
I tell her, listen.
Nobody tells them that on TV.
If the doctor, if they go to school, they tell them, you're not going to do anything, tell them to, they don't have to call you. Tell them to, yo, call my daddy. I'm African. When I come.
Tell people this, because this is important. And I know how everybody should tell their kids the same thing you did. I think that's great. You said, just call my daddy. Don't fucking touch
no,
me.
No, your kids do not come in school because not the vaccination. That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
So in other words, we're going to hurt your kids just to go to school.
No, my kid's going to go to school. Because they're citizen here.
Absolutely.
They got to go to school. Fuck vaccination.
Right.
They're not going to take any vaccination. You're not going to fuck up my kid's brain. Right. I'm poor.
That's what I just said.
You fucked up my kid's brain. How am I going to take care of my kids?
And your beautiful daughter won't have a baby.
Fuck that. No. I want to see my grandchild.
Yes.
Not fucking you kill my daughter.
You have a lot of love in your heart. And that's good. Man. That's beautiful. Okay.
But Craig, I don't know what happened. These people want to be slaves.
They want to.
Max, I'm telling you, these people, they want to be slaves. I'm talking to a lot of people, but then they always want to fight with me.
Whether it's your friends in Senegal or my friends from America and New York, they're all retarded. They're all ridiculous. They're not listening. You know why? Because until you turn that TV off, if you go home and watch it and turn the TV on, you're never going to break out of it. Okay? The only way to break out of it is when you turn the TV off. Because the TV is give every show. It doesn't matter if you're watching some stupid people say, "Well, Gainday, I don't watch the news. I watch History Channel." Don't worry, it's on History Channel. Okay, I watch some other show. I watch different channels. Everybody thinks like, "Oh, I'm watching different." No, it's on every show. It doesn't matter what show it is. It doesn't matter if it's a funny show. It doesn't matter if it's a show about fishing or a show about cooking. They put it in every show.
I know.
They put it in every show. Okay, I promise you.
No, I'm not worried about TV because I get away with the TV anyway.
Let's play John Lennon. He was from the Beatles.
Okay.
I think it's a bit of a joke the way people have made this overpopulation thing into a kind of myth. I don't really believe it, you know. I think whatever happens will balance itself out and work itself out. It's all right for us all living saying, "Oh, well, there's enough of us, so we won't have any more. Don't let anybody else live." I don't believe in that. I think we've got enough food and money to feed everybody. And I think the natural balance, even though old people will last longer, I'm sure there's enough room for us, and some of them can go to the moon anyway.
You mean you think there's enough, if it were
I don't believe overpopulation, you know. I think that's just a kind of myth that the government have thrown out to keep your mind off Vietnam and Ireland and all the important subjects.
Oh, I think you're wrong about that.
Oh, I don't care.
I agree with this guy. You know,
first of all, the guy was trying to say, "No, you're crazy." He said, "I don't give a fuck what you think."
That's right. He's supposed to fuck you. You fucking criminal.
Tell the people what happened to him.
That's what he's supposed to say. This guy.
Tell the people what happened to him.
No, guy. Why did you make leg?
And what happened to him? They killed his ass.
They killed him.
That's John Lennon.
John Lennon. You see? Because sen sekere la ben ko gis ko wax sen sekere ku mana don dan lay ray.
That's the biggest music star of all time. He's the Beatles. That's John Lennon.
I know. I listen a lot.
And they killed him.
I know. That's bullshit. Guy, listen again. Ni li ni def ni dañ sey sey ba xane bi ku ci nara wax sax di yak ni ray la parce que man limay tok ni di wax ak yeen ni sax ak waji ni mom xamna limay def sax risque la dama ci waxtaan ak mom mune ma man o ma dom o ma njabot o ma ken mais li ray nit ni man dana ko wax xam nga te yeen africain yow dama bëgg nga yeeyé sa bokk yi man ne ko mënu ma leen yé mënu ma no da ngay def show diko jox yeneen jox kassa même buñu yewul sax ñepp ñi xalaat ci affaire bi tuti xalaataat xolaat mbir mi lu muy nuru ba paré ba lañuy kaas parce que loy warante nit ki day fekk nga xol ko bu baax buñ la won télé bi rek liñ la wax ci télé bi ak liñ la won ci télé bi ak radio bi nga gëm lolu mais yow kon yow do nit xam nga parce que borom radio bi da
am time has come for America to hear the truth about this tragic war.
Oh, that was just it why I played that, cuz you have to hear the truth.
Yeah,
people have to hear the truth. Okay, now let me, you know what, I'm going to, like, I'm done, but, like, I'm going to play you one clip from my my vaccine show where a doctor tells you what's going on. Mm-hmm. Just listen. And keep talking. Watch.
It is. And the proof of that is when you start talking to parents who have had a child that they followed their pediatrician's advice and they got them vaccinated and the child is very sick.
Okay, so she said that people have a kid and they listen to the doctor and the kid's sick all the time. And then they have another kid and they don't listen to the doctor, vaccinate, listen to the doctor, and watch what she says.
Child is very sick and they have OT and PT and all kinds of medications and they're seizure medications and on and on. And from that point, the parents decide that subsequent children will have no vaccines. And when they look at the unvaccinated children, just by anecdotal populations, but there are thousands and thousands of unvaccinated children, and you talk to their parents or you hear stories from the parents, they say, my unvaccinated child never gets sick. You know, if they get a fever, right, it goes away in 24 hours, they're on no medications, they do well in school, they're never sick. And so if you had millions of unvaccinated children that could replicate that same story, where are the drugs to be sold? In that situation.
In other words, if your kid's never sick, you don't need to sell him any drugs. You don't need to go to the doctor. You don't need to sell him drugs. So what would happen, she says? The whole medical industry collapse.
That's why they want to fuck this.
And then she said, listen, you could still, if you break your leg or if you get in a car accident, yeah, you go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But you don't need to get shot stuff. Listen, here you go.
Wow, guy.
In that situation, there aren't any. And if those kids go on all the way into adulthood and they have a very strong and intact immune system and they have parents who maybe give them vitamins and they learn to eat organic and they eat good foods, what would happen to the entire backbone of the pharmaceutical industry? It would collapse. Now, it doesn't mean it would go away, because there are certainly times when we still need pharmaceuticals and we need the healthcare system. If somebody has a kidney stone or an appendix or they break a bone or they're in a car accident, mm-hmm, it doesn't mean that it would go away. Mm-hmm. But the repeated use of chemical-based drugs to treat illnesses induced by vaccines would go away.
Wow. Legi, Ian. Ma bëgg ñu xol nak vaccination xol leen xalé yi nga xamne tay bo amé sa doom bi nga xamne dang koy vacciner.
You need to keep you sick.
Ah, ak xalé bi nga xamne vacciner
yow. That's just one of the things. And to not have a baby, and to fuck up your boy's brain.
And keep us sick all the time.
No, but there's a, and that's one thing. The other thing is not have a baby.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is to fuck up your brain.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, right,
all sick all the time.
No, but back and forth, they make the vaccination to have to do all three.
Wow.
Keep going.
Wow, Monday.
Why not? You're doing one. You're doing one of them. Why wouldn't you do all of it?
I know.
You know they are.
Some of you are my guy. Man, guy, the limo leno dal mo ngen bay ngen bay dimbali khalat dimbali tuba bi. Tengi yema regai sunu arunay bap. Amu. Lin bag si nyom sun domi fi jangren kubane arfi khal. Company bo dem nakwe fek Senegal mo fe nek manager boy hall. Ah, dem na but Detroit default. Xoli am lu mu faran xoli bama demé sa compagnie bu gëna mag fardu sénégalais ba ab manam ki top patron bi sénégalais la xam nga lañuy def usine ba lepp xamnako mais ñoo ñep ñak nañ leen parce que amuñu gouvernement bu baax top rek di dimbal li yakkar dimbal ci tuba bi man nak sax dama mënuma wax parce que sama xol dafa tang quoi parce que amna ñoo xam mu ko gisé te mu jëm ci ñun daf may metine parce que tay bo taxé wax ko nit ñep dal sa kaw yow xamo do deg da nga dem ci ki mu lay wax rek mais man li ñu fi wax li lepp nak mi ngi fi ci internet ku bëgg na nga dem xol sa bop xam nga mais dal war na yow tay baye yakkar tuba bi ci benn côté nak ci benn côté waaw ñun luñu mën nek parce que ñun wër nañ.
It's a good one.
Wow.
Vaccines are forced, toxic, promoted through fear and guilt, and are represented as safe and effective. However, evidence suggests neither.
Okay, they're represented as safe and effective, but the evidence says that's not true. Okay, now, I'm going to play one more, because what I'm going to tell you is that, like, the reason that they want to fuck up your brain is because of this. He said, to make you dependent on the government, you need up by one more, right? Because mm-hmm. you can't work, mm-hmm. you can't stand, you speak, mm-hmm. and the kids can't speak or mm-hmm. they can't walk. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be dependent on, you need somebody to take care of you. Mm-hmm. And then government says, oh, I'm here for you. Abla Watt says, oh, that's what me and the United Nations are doing for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so watch what he says. An IQ is called an intelligence quotient. He said that they're chemically dumbing down, making people stupid, so they can't argue, they can't fight.
Developing a society because of all of these different toxins known to affect brain function, we're seeing a society that not only has a lot more people of lower IQ.
Lower IQ means intelligent quotients. It means like people who just don't think smart. People say, I have an high IQ. You never know.
IQ. But a lot fewer people of higher IQ. In other words, a dumbing down, a chemical dumbing down of society. So chemicals. Everyone's with sort chemicals. Of mediocre. That leaves them dependent on government because they can't excel. We have these people of lower IQ who are totally dependent. Then we have this mass of people who are going to believe anything they're told because they can't really think clearly. And very few people of very high IQ who have good cognitive function who can figure this all out. And that's what they want.
You see, it's complicated to begin with.
Yeah.
And he's saying that if you have nobody who can even use their brain properly, then you're going to have only a few people who can figure it out. And those people are all rich and fine anyway.
I know, Max, we're going to do another show.
I think we're good, right? This is a good. I think the show's done, right?
Yeah, the show is good. But next time when I come back, I need to talk to you about maybe... I want you to check it out for me before I come back.
Okay, but can I tell you something? I always tell you that whenever you do the show, like I do a show, you always think it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear it,
mm-hmm.
this show was... I'm telling you, this show is great.
Yeah.
We're going to like this show when you hear it. You're going to listen to it, and I promise you, this show came out great.
Yeah.
I didn't talk too much stupid shit like I did the last time.
No, but sometimes you have to talk to stupid stuff. Because these people...
The show was great for us. Yeah. I promise you.
I want to do a show about electric. And how
that works.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, that's going to be about, that's a great show.
But I think everything
that's going to be about how the banking and it's all about the IMF.
I think that's IMF. I believe that.
What did I just say? It's all about the IMF. Okay. And why? Because what that happens is they get a guy in there that's your guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like Abla Wad was. Mm-hmm. Okay. But they already had him. But you all believed in him, which you should. And he actually might have thought that he was going to do the right thing mm-hmm. when he started. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, so anyway, what I'm going to say is that when the IMF makes a, what's the question? Problem? Hold on a second.
Okay.
Wow.
That's funny, right?
Okay, so I paused it, folks, because, like, Gainde's looking at me like something's wrong, and I'm like, what? And tell him what happened.
Yeah, what happened?
But we're happy now. I just paused it, okay, we just did one break in the show, and I paused it, and no, so we don't, people like, because I was, if you didn't notice, he was, like, telling me something. I'm like, what? We were just about to end the show.
Because that time, I heard a noise.
I know, you heard the throwing noise. It's probably on, we can probably hear it faintly.
That's
on
the tow truck.
Right, you see, but I don't know about those type of things.
I know, that's a traffic tow truck.
No, okay, tell them, this is funny anyway. And then we end the show.
I know this tow in my car.
Wow, and he saved it, folks, he saved it. This guy is amazing.
I run and leave the microphone.
He's doing a vaccine show, he's trying to help people's children, and he's trying with love, and then they let him go with the car. God bless, you know? It's because you are trying to help. But tell him, Willif, and you know what?
That's a nice lady.
Great show, Gainde.
Officer, please.
Great show.
They let me go, you know.
Great show. And tell them what happened in Willif.
Yeah, guy. He doesn't get so much show.
And it's the end of the show. Great show. You're a great guy.
You know, you're a great guy. You're a great guy. United Nations, IMF, All of that is bullshit. Wow. All of them, that's the, all of them, the rail along Lundberg. When you say you're busy, you don't get it. You're not going to do 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 it. Deug afrikos dim yakko to lepp seen loxo rek nga kon na gaay man ma ngi len xamna sama show bi jeexna xamna ma ngi len joxat rendez-vous benen yon quoi. Okay, Max.
And yeah, and we can go into Gaddafi later cuz he's that's a lie too, but that's another show, but I'm really I think that that this show came out great, and I think that I hope that people will understand, listen, and when you know what I just came back on for? I want to tell them one thing. Mm-hmm. It's maxrat.com, folks. M A X M like Mary A X R A T T double T. That's T T. It's maxrat.com, and you can listen to the show up there and all my shows. But I hope that Guy and Day is going to come back and do more shows.
Yeah, I don't know what fees in maxrat. Defal fi sama benen show pour si yeneen affaire parce que warano wax lu bari ci courant bi electric bi xam nga warano wax ci ndox mi warano wax ni sacc sunu geej gi fiction ci amuñu license xam ñew duñu sacc sunu ndox mi sunu geej sunu jeen yep sacc nañ ko te teguñu ko fenn xam nga parce que ñun amuñu government bu normal dal parce que Ablaye Wade Pimpers day liggéey tuba bi bëgg Afrique dañ ko am.
And tell him we had my friend said he met Karim Watt at the party, and he told him he's going to be the next president of Senegal. Okay, he can tell you in Wolof, but I'm telling you what this story is true. Okay, my friend told us that in front of us right here, where we're sitting.
I know, Dinga. I'm not
he came in the house and said, "I just met this guy who said he's going to be the next president of Senegal," and we were like, "Who?" And he said, "I think his name is Karim."
Right,
that's what he said.
Sun Ben Khalid.
We won't tell him who it is. He's a famous guy, folks. You'd know who he was if we told you.
Wow. I forgot to tell him that. I'm going to tell you, I see your next president. I'm going to see your next president.
Right in front of us.
I'm going to tell him that. I'm going to tell him that. No, the president is not going to be. I'm going to tell him that. Because he's going to come to the terrain and he's going to come. Bude bo Senegal yi wolou ko sanel ko baba mom ma taxone president mais c'est pas nek president nga wut sa business card bo demé ci États-Unis fo dem diko jox nit ñi
nan am know the guy he just said but he did say that that's what he said to him at the party.
I know ko xamni ki dafa ñew pour defal le musique rek loko joxe ay business card am na next president Senegal ñu Senegal do ñak fu
he had a business card right
yeah he gave a business card he showed to me
God, I forgot I didn't remember that part
that's bullshit you know because Senegalese people they don't.
What a small world!
Everyone think most matter the each one.
What a small world!
You know, we need to get a figure out what the bullshit and fucking all that. Take them out, you know.
What that was too funny.
Yeah, I'm happy for this show.
He was at a party.
Hmm?
Right. Anyway, great show. And I think you were very informative about the vaccines. And anything you want to ask. Either of us will try to figure it out for you.
My next show, Max.
I love you very much, by the way.
I love you too, man, because we work together for a long time. And, you know, we're friends, we're brothers, you know.
Every day is fun with
together. I learn a lot of things so from much. You know,
I learn a lot from you.
Yeah, that's
I
how
care for you
know?
Very much.
I know. That's a life, you know. That's God.
And let me tell you, folks, this guy has two. I don't know his child in Senegal, but he has two gorgeous little kids here in New York, and I think they're great. And he's a great father and a great guy. Yeah. I promise you. And he's done a lot of great, nice things. And I think this show is one of them. But let's keep going.
That's why my boy in Africa. I don't want nobody to touch him. I don't want no vaccination or anything.
I mean, it's insane.
You know, they're always ready to go.
Right.
Play
you
football.
Think he's gonna die from yellow
no,
fever?
No, you don't need not to go hospital.
Polio? What
no,
is that?
No. He good.
I don't believe that there is. I think that they figure out something that gives you paralysis, and then they said, "Oh, you got polio." That's what it is. It's got to be. Because God doesn't give you things like that,
I know.
Does He?
I know.
And the same thing when you, even with children that you think are like they say mentally retarded. Mm-hmm. You ever see their eyes are all puffy?
Yeah.
and it looks like something's been done to damage
because
into
them. Damage to them.
That's what. Yes, it's the first day of your life.
I know. Kind of. I know.
Okay.
I don't believe any doctor here. That's
okay.
Why
can I? Would I? You mind if I want to give you my analogy again one more time? And you could. I want you to tell people in Willow. Okay. Because I said, and I'm a New York City kid, but mm-hmm. I said, if you were a lion, mm-hmm. how do you say lion in Wolof?
Gainde.
Oh, it's Gainde. Okay.
Lion, right?
Yeah, I thought you said tiger.
No, lion, that's Sega, they call it Sega.
The cat, yeah. The big cat, the yeah. biggest one.
Yeah.
Is a lion?
Yeah.
Okay, so Gainde's a lion.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So if you were a lion, if you were a woman lion uh-huh. in the jungle, uh-huh. and you just had a baby, uh-huh. one day, you just had it today, uh-huh. you're yesterday, or today. Uh-huh. And somebody else, some other animal in the jungle came near you.
Uh-huh. You're gonna kill
what would you
ass.
Do?
Kill her ass.
Would it be a rap? I mean, that would be... No,
you're not going to touch my baby.
No, because he should know better than even come... No, it's not, forget about touching. You're going to kill him because he should know better than to come even around here.
Yeah.
But you think? You know what I'm trying to say? Whatever other animal, what if it's a dingo or what kind of other animal?
Any animals. They have babies. They don't let nobody.
Even other animals. Wouldn't you agree? The other animals know that too.
Even.
Would you wait? Let me ask you. Wouldn't you agree? The other animals kind of know that.
Oh yeah.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to say. Right. The other animals are like, I ain't going near her right
now. Because they're
gonna
fuck
up. That bitch is gonna fuck. Yeah. He's not. Because this is not a good time. Maybe no. In a few months or even a year, maybe she'll sleep a little. But right now, no. Okay, but what do they do on the first day of your baby's life?
They're going to take them away. That's not
and,
right.
And that breaks that animal instinct.
What?
It breaks your human instinct. You know better than that. You're born knowing better. I'm saying if you're a parent, you know that that's not right. To let somebody take your kid. But people trust it because of the doctor. Anyway.
I'm not
do you get that?
I'm, not
I'm saying if you're a lion, like you would not have that. But if you're a person, you do it. You what? Know what? You don't think animals and people are the same.
Okay, if the doctor take it.
I think animals and people are the same.
No, they're not the same.
Okay. People are just smarter animals.
Yeah.
Right.
People are more smarter animals.
But we're still the same in a way.
No, you know what happened?
We're still all animals.
You know what happened?
Yeah.
People here, they control people because this fucking TV.
Folks, the minute, you know why me and Guy and Day are waking up? Because we don't watch TV.
Yeah.
No, until
they
you turn
always
the TV.
Control
no,
you.
Until you turn the TV off, you can't. You'll never wake up.
No, I don't have time for TV.
My I don't either. TV, that's the only reason I don't watch.
One month,
I would if I had I time, even, I'd watch.
Sometimes I turn the TV like to watch the weather. Like,
I just don't have time.
That's it.
Right, but if you did, if you were home, you'd watch.
I don't. I watch movies.
Not you.
I
but
watch
I'm saying
some like
general.
Funny stuff. Make me laugh. Make me right. happy.
But even that that's stuff's it. Mixed with the propaganda for sure.
No, maybe like here, but with Africa. What they make it not propaganda. They just okay. make you funny, you
yeah.
laugh, you know. But
nice.
Here, whatever they show to your TV
only.
Here?
Yes, propaganda.
Yeah. That's
okay.
why I don't fuck with TV here.
Great show,
all
Guy
right,
and Day. I'm going to save the show and we're going to listen to it in the car.
Okay.
All the best.
All right.
Love you, man.